that's not too far off, right? But instead of ice cream cones, it's like making sandwiches and soups. But it's not like a canteen, like a water bottle. It's not, that's not that kind of canteen.
So I found it on page 12, the second example.
Okay.
It's like the fifth line down. I wish there were page numbers on this, by the way.
Well, there are page numbers, at least on mine.
Oh, really? Not on mine, the way I downloaded it.
Interesting.
And it says in the fourth line on page 12, I'm so angry with you. I am for going away now. I'm trying to deflect right now. I'm angry that such a big deal is being made about you going away too. So it's like a clear expression of the therapist of not wanting the therapist to like leave and needing the therapist.
You said it's the top of 12?
Yeah, on number 12, it's like,
you see, mine has a page 12 here, and I don't see that.
I think it's different on yours.
Okay.
But if you look up, deflect, if you press Control F and do deflect, it's like that line. Yeah.
Page 10.
Oh, okay.
Yes, page.
Yeah, exactly
page
where
10.
You just were, Jeff.
Okay.
I'm so angry with you.
I am for going
away now. I'm trying to deflect right now by getting on that. I'm angry that such a big deal is being made about you going away, too.
Well, that suggests that she doesn't think it's a big deal, and she's angry that people are making a big deal about it.
Yeah, okay. So maybe there, but like just saying I'm angry at you for going away, I don't know.
Like this, the team is pushing this abandonment thing down my throat.
But that's like separate, like that's talking about the canteen thing. That's not talking about therapy on that line. I don't know. I mean, I can go down, like I don't mind, but I wouldn't go down so far because
I don't read her saying that she wants to be close with her therapist. I'm not reading that. I mean, if you wanted to put it in a middle pile, I'd be okay with that. But certainly it's not characteristic of this session. If anything, it's uncharacteristic. That's how I'm reading it.
I just took it as not wanting to be alone from those examples and needing the therapist. But
where
not really wanting to be close to them, I guess, but more so the description of, like, needing the person and not wanting to be alone.
Well, she did say about not wanting to be alone on an escort. An escort is, I believe it's accompanying another patient to, like, a medical, the medical portion of the hospital for a test or something like that. And so the more fragile patients have to be escorted by the more senior patients who can be trusted. And she doesn't want to be alone during an escort, meaning maybe she doesn't want to go on an escort by herself. I don't know. Maybe she's afraid the other person might kill themselves. It doesn't necessarily mean that she is seeking out, what was it, intimacy? Being close or needing someone. That doesn't necessarily mean that. I mean, I can see how you might interpret it that way. But having worked on that unit, I know what that means.
Right.
But the other part is the deflecting. I'm angry that such a big deal is being made about you going away. And they're like pushing this the team is pushing this abandonment thing down my throat, you know. She's saying I don't need you. I mean, that's how I'm reading it.
But why would she, okay, but why would she say I'm angry at you for you too for going away? Like, unless you need, it's like, unless you need the therapist, then why would you be angry at them for going away?
Right, so she might feel, she might be conflicted about it. She does say, I'm so angry with you, I am for going away now.
Yeah, she doesn't want to admit it, maybe, that she's needs the therapy. Like, she is, I would agree that she's conflicted about it.
Right. So if she's conflicted, then we can't put this in a characteristic pile. At best, it would be a middle pile, because it would cancel out, right? The canceling out rule. That sometimes she has feelings of being close or needing someone, and other times she doesn't. So the two might cancel out, in which case it would go in a middle pile.
I get what Holly's saying. It's just in the item, it says specifically exclude the therapist.
Oh. Yes, you're correct. Thank you, Anthony.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah, I didn't remember that.
Yeah, because there's a different item that says, like, dependence on a therapist.
Right,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, that's true. So then the only example to use, I guess, would be the escort one.
Right. And that's a dubious example anyway, because of the escort situation, and maybe possibly she was afraid of taking somebody who might try to kill themselves. So, yeah, I think we've beat this one to death.
Yeah.
All right. So let's go to item, the eighth one we talk about, and it's item 8, standard deviation 2.17, and the gold standard, they put it in a middle pile. Jeremy put it in 9, too high. Mel put it in 6, right on. Anthony put in 5, that's right on, and Holly put it in 3, just a little low. So Holly was a little low and Jeremy was a little high on this item 8. So let's see what item 8 is.
I would base it on our conversation just now, like, about the conflict with the therapist. I would definitely put it at a 6.
Okay.
It's so funny that this just came up right after.
Yeah.
That is so weird.
Yeah.
I put it at a 9 because of that instance of her not wanting to be attached to the therapist.
I think you have a good case because everyone's just fighting for that.
Well, I would go for a 7, but a 9, what you're saying, Jeremy, is that this is one of the 5 most distinguishing characteristics of this session. It only popped up in one place.
Which is true. I think I just put a lot of weight to it. I think I put too much salience.
I knew these 2 examples would come up. I knew it.
Well, you were correct. She definitely doesn't seem comfortable with helplessness, does she? So it's definitely not uncharacteristic, but, you know, Jeremy, if you feel comfortable with the 7, I'm good. Okay. Holly, can you come up a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So let's go back. All right, so item number 1, and we have standard deviation of 2.07. The experts put it in the characteristic pile of 7. Jeremy put it 9. I'm good with that. Mel put it in 4. It's a little low. Anthony put it in 8. That's fine. And Holly put it 9. That's fine. So it's really just Mel was a little low on this. You thought you could escape tonight, today, didn't you, Mel, with a 0.81?
I was actually hoping I would get to speak.
Oh, great. Well, here's your opportunity. So we got item one. Let's see what it is. Patient verbalizes negative feelings, criticism, hostility toward therapist versus makes approving or admiring remarks. And we've already read that she said at some point, I hate you for doing this to me or making me say this. So in that context, Mel, go ahead.
So hold on, let me just like read this whole thing.
Sure.
Try to remember what I was thinking. I put it in a 4, I put it too low?
Yes. Not too much, but we like plus or minus 2.
Do you know what I think I was thinking? I don't think I was convinced that like the hostility and the criticism was so much towards the therapist as it was like just her being encouraged to like get all of that out. I think that's where I was like it wasn't toward the therapist, it was just what she's had built up and she was just like pouring it out.
Right, but she did say, I hate you, didn't she?
I think she did. Let me see. I'm gonna pull it up.
Okay.
Yeah, I think she had like a clear expression of like, I'm really angry at you for like going away, and like she just like was forward with her negative feelings towards the therapist, which like I was like, wow, that's like, that makes that salient.
Yeah, I think I totally agree. So I would go up.
Yay! All right. Very good. So we've got one to go, and we'll call it a night. Item 44 has a standard deviation of 2.05, and after we discuss this one, we will have discussed all the 2s and the 1.3. So the gold standard placed it squarely in pile 5, a neutral item. Jeremy was in 6, that's fine. Mel was in 2, which is a little low. And we've got Anthony in 6, that's fine, and Holly in 2, which is a little low.
Yeah,
so
looking back,
I mean, Holly, you and Mel are reliable with each other, but not with
I
the
know.
Rest of the group.
Feel not crazy, though.
Right, okay.
No, but like thinking back, I think I would put it in 5, because what happened was it was one of the items that got pushed back, and then I tried to justify it, and the way I justified it was that the patient, the expressions of negative emotion, like, oh, I'm angry at you for going away, and I don't know, like, I just, like, kind of, I think it was too much of a clinical inference that seemed, like, distrusting, that, oh, they're going away from me, and, but I think I would put it in a 4 or 5.
What was the item?
Yeah, I'm trying to find it here. I accidentally.
Oh, patient feels wary or suspicious versus trusting and secure.
Yes. So, let me pull it up here.
I think I would probably do a 4 more than a 5, though. I don't know.
Patient appears wary, distrustful, suspicious of the therapist. Patient wonders whether the therapist really likes him or her, or if there's another hidden meaning in the therapist's remarks, or uncharacteristic. Patient seems to be trusting and unsuspicious.
No, I would do a 6, definitely.
A 6, so a little bit slightly characteristic.
Yeah.
Okay, well that, I can certainly deal with that. Mel, what do you think?
I think I was also inferring, because I think I was thinking that because this patient is like get everything out and like appear very open and comfortable, that meant that she trusted the therapist and like and wasn't suspicious or distrustful, but I was definitely inferring. So I would go up, I think, to in some like neutral, somewhere in the neutral pile.
Okay, well that'd be great, because the gold standard was 5.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah. So Everybody feel comfortable with those 10 items that we just went over?
It's much more fun actually participating in the discussion.
Yeah, I mean, you guys were kind of just observers all these weeks with the big boys going at it, but now you guys get your turn.
Moving up in the world.
Yes, well, Holly, you're already a veteran of other Q sorting expeditions, so you've been through this before.
I kind of can't believe how not like concrete, black and white, and clear this is. Like every little item I can see it from multiple perspectives.
You know, that's a great quality to have when you're doing therapy. Not as great a quality to have when you're doing research. But I mean, you did just fine doing the research, so no worries there. But as I said, Mel, you have only down to go now.
It's too much pressure.
Yeah, I know.
I think her and Matt got like 0.9 something.
It was like 0.95.
And then like we were saying how like they're only gonna go down, and like they stayed at like the 0.95. They never went down.
Yeah, they.
Thank you for sharing. That is inspiring.
They had some mind meld going on. I don't know. It was freaky.
Yeah. I need to talk to Matt. Figure out what the secret.
The secret to Palak's mind. But yeah, Brian, maybe you, Palak, and I can get together again to talk about that one.
Yeah, I emailed her without you on it, but when I get hear back from her, I'll let you know. Do you want me to resend out the one that we just coded?
Yes.
Okay, so Taylor, you're getting the one I just coded.
Yeah.
I'm curious. Because I'd sent this is two that now I'm sending over to Taylor and Eli, if they actually correlate with either me or Palette on them.
I could certainly check.
There is one that I gave you.
The November one, do you know?
I think so.
Oh, so you gave them the one that you guys did last time?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know that. I can take a look at that.
I'm just kind of recycling so I don't forget about them. I put them in a separate
Yeah,
folder.
No, that's a good idea. Yeah, and then maybe the three of us can talk. I think it's best if you and Palak just do one again.
Yeah.
And then we'll move on from there.
All right, so I'll send Taylor and Eli too, and me and Palak will get it together and do it this week.
Sounds good. And the four of you who are trainees, I've sent you your transcript for next week. Holly, I put it in rich text format so that it should be easy to open.
Yes, I noticed. Thank you.
Okay.
It helps me too. I wasn't able to open that other one either.
Okay, so you didn't have any problems with the rich text format?
No, that one helped.
Okay, great. All right. Well, thank you, everybody. We made it right on 6 o'clock, so I will see you guys next week.
Bye.
Thanks
you.
So much. All right. What's that?
Oktoberfest?
Yes, I plan on showing up at least for a little bit of it. So then I'll see you tomorrow night. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.